And here's your morning news. An employment contract for the now-replaced CEO of the American Samoa Telecommunications Authority, Ms. Falavaoto Sualavai, is said to be the cause of her removal. The chairman of the board of Astica, Alex Sene Jr., did not answer KHJ News questions about the reason for the board's decision to terminate Ms. Sualavai's services, but knowledgeable sources in ASG have told KHJ News that the current Astica board discovered that her employment contract, which is for 5 years, was signed by only one member of the former Astica board, Iolongolongo Joseph Pereira. It was announced in a joint press release by the governor's office and the Astica board that Astica's corporate sales director, Chuck Leota, has been appointed as acting CEO of Astica effective March 24th. KHJ News asked Iolongolongo if it's true that he was the only board member who signed Ms. Sualavai's contract. He responded, "It appears that this is a legal issue that is beyond my control. Notwithstanding, I had hoped that any termination would be predicated on performance." The former chairman said Fala has performed admirably as demonstrated by Astica's steadily improving financial and operating stability. With Fala Sualavai at the helm, Astica's workforce became fully localized. This bodes well for our territory, particularly achieving one of our aspirations of localizing all leadership positions, said Iolongolongo. He elaborated, "One of Astica's significant past challenges, which stunted its ability to be operationally and financially stable, was the abnormally frequent changes in management leadership. Moreover, board involvement in management issues added to the confusion and instability, which ultimately reflected in its financial bottom line and the quality of services delivered to our people." He stated, "I pray that the board will revisit its decision given the adverse implications on the financial stability of Astica." Republican Congressman Bruce Westerman of Arkansas has gone to bat for American Samoa, speaking at a hearing of the House Natural Resources Committee on Wednesday. The ranking member urged support for a new or modernized LBJ Tropical Medical Center. Westerman toured the local hospital as part of a committee delegation that visited the territory in 2017.
I remember being quite shocked to see the state of the Lyndon B. Johnson Tropical Medical Center in American Samoa. The estimated needs of that facility are in excess of $100 million just for modernization and $750 million for a complete replacement. Now, this is the only hospital on American Samoa, and American Samoa has as high a per capita veteran population of any of the states and territories. And the hospital, my understanding is, doesn't come up to the requirements that the VA requires. So we spend a lot of money doing air ambulance to Hawaii every year. And we should be looking at common sense solutions that would invest that money back in infrastructure so that everybody on the island could have a quality hospital to use that would meet VA standards.
The congressman said while the hearing's focus was for increased federal dollars, it's imperative that the federal agencies under the purview of the House Natural Resources Committee spell out how they will use the funds given to them.
Before we start pouring more money into the agencies under this committee's jurisdiction, we should hear from the agencies on exactly how they plan to spend the massive amount of American taxpayer dollars and implement the new program from the last omnibus appropriations bill. My hope is that we can work together to address each island's priorities in an efficient way that is beneficial to both the taxpayer and the residents that call the U.S. territories their home.
The farmers of American Samoa, both men and women, have turned out in force for the Department of Agriculture Farm Fair. The three-day fair opened early yesterday morning at the Whangatongo Marketplace. From our observations, the market, which opened in 2017, has never displayed such a large variety and quantity of crops, vegetables, fruits, plants, and other food from the land and sea. Farmer Tavita Soli Fuimaono said he and the other farmers who are displaying the fruits of their labor at the fair want to show the leaders and people of American Samoa that they can supply the food needs of the territory. He said, "We don't need to import crops from Samoa, Tonga, and other places." He said, "This fair shows that we have abundant supplies of popular staples such as taro, bananas, breadfruit, and what our people want to eat." Fishermen were also selling their catches, and a few nurseries were selling ornamental plants, ferns, palms, and other garden favorites. The fair continues today and will end at noon tomorrow. Building Our Inclusive Community. It's the theme for the Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. This was the focus of presentations and discussions at the first Developmental Disabilities Summit for the Territory. It was held for 3 days at the Department of Youth and Women's Affairs Center in Tofuna and was followed by a meeting with lawmakers at DDW yesterday. At the summit, speakers discussed the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, and looked at barriers that continue to exist 30 years after the ADA was first signed and implemented. They also addressed outdated building codes and safety regulations that continue to put the lives of people in the disability and aging community at risk. State Director of the University Center for Excellence in Developmental Disabilities, or USED, Tafatua Tupuola, emphasized Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 provides that any entity that receives federal funds directly or indirectly shall comply with ADA. The summit also highlighted how employment policies and procedures, accessing services, television communications, and disasters must also meet ADA requirements. Recommendations were also drafted for the new administration and FONO in achieving the goals that were discussed. Special awards were presented at a luncheon ceremony at DDW sponsored by USED. Sandy Scanlon of the Parents of Children with Special Needs Network received the Advocacy Award. Health Director Motusa Anua was awarded the Leadership Award for his inclusive decision-making and bringing the Disability Network to the discussion table. Representative Larry Sanitoa was presented the Champion Award for his support in keeping the disability agenda alive in public policies and discussion. USED State Director Tafatu Tupuola presented another award acknowledging Pete Pomelli for his years of service to the Disability Network, and another special recognition award was presented to DEWA Deputy Director Delaney Tilo for DEWA's commitment to partnership. Yesterday, the Tri-Agency Disability Network hosted a lunch meeting with FONO lawmakers and discussed updated regulations and building codes which are inclusive and meet the ADA standards. We've got a lot more details on these stories and lots of others, plus audio podcasts in English and Samoan at talanay.com. Read the news, listen to the news. In the meantime, have a wonderful Friday. That's your morning news. I'm Joey Cummings.